Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Legends, and welcome back to another episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit.
I'm Simon Baggs.
And on this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Now, coming up today, we're talking how to announce you are single to the world. You know your fancy when, ... And also, why don't we kill the ladybug?
Don't look at me. I already know what we talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're on the show.
You're asking me like a question. Let's get into the chaos. You know how we've spoken a lot about when you go through a breakup and then you let the social media world know.
I'm back, guys.
I'm back. We talked about the thirst traps increasing, that kind of thing. I saw something a lot more like, boom, I'm just telling it how it is on the weekend. And initially I thought it was a bit cringe, okay? So, someone that I know, an acquaintance, posted a photo. It had like a normal caption. It was like a selfie. It was a, you know, nice photo of them, whatever. Had a caption and then the
describe
hashtag,
the photo though. Like what's happening in the photo?
Just like a selfie. Like literally a photo of them.
With anyone else in it?
Just them. Just them. A solo selfie.
Where at? Like in front of like a nice door or like
I have no idea. Like I couldn't see the back. It was just a photo.
Pretty much them is hogging the majority of the photo. There's nothing like a nice beach or anything like that in the background.
No. Plain wall, I'm assuming. Like
plain wall?
I mean, it was probably
like
in a home.
Passport photo. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't it be so bold if we all posted our passport photos on social media?
Oh, mate.
Mine's not too bad.
Actually, I have to say, not this passport, but the passport before when I was like 23. Hot as fuck.
It's just such a gamble. Same with license photos. Oh, fuck. And you can try and do your hair and makeup all you want, but it's really like a roll of the dice.
Well, they tell you not to smile. That's where you go wrong because you look miserable.
Yeah, and you look like resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Anyway, this person posted this selfie, and as a part of the hashtags that they, I mean, still using hashtags, one of them was just hashtag single.
Well.
And I was like, ooh, well, who's that's abrasive.
Well, if you think of what hashtags were used for, which is to, you know, obviously spread the word and get yourself into the group of people that are interested in that topic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is it the dumbest idea? Because really, there's a captive audience right there, isn't there?
I don't know if anyone's clicking on hashtags anymore. But what I did think about it
hashtag
was...
Hashtag single.
Sometimes you do wonder. You know, there's someone that you might have followed on social media for a while and they haven't posted a photo with their partner for ages. They haven't put up an Instagram story.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, well, I don't know. I don't know if they're still together or not. And then months down the track, you kind of just go, well, they must not be because they haven't posted for so long with this person.
Yeah.
It's kind of clear that they're single. Firstly, I thought this, I was like, whew, that's like, that's a lot. That's just coming out of the gate, boom, single. I was like, okay, that's pretty full on.
And now you're thinking, okay, great.
I'm actually starting to think that, like, hypothetically, if I'm stalking a hot guy and I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's like in a relationship or not, this does take out the legwork. It takes out the FBI skills.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to dig particularly deep.
But is that, can I just
right
say
there
though?
For you.
Yeah, but what is that saying to you? So now you know the information that this person is single. But is it also saying to you that this person is a bit desperate?
Yeah, it does have a little
so
bit.
So therefore
of that
it's not hot. So how do you get the message out, right, without looking desperate? That's the thing. That's the key here. Because if you're single, I get it. You want to be like, I'm over it. I'm ready. I want to party. I want to meet everybody. I want to touch things.
Which is why everyone puts up the thirst traps. That's the first sign. Because it's kind of like, I'm showing you.
How does a bloke do a thirst trap? I mean, you can do it, and you've definitely done it in the last few weeks because my mates have brought it up.
Fucking watch yourself. I haven't posted one for ages.
Not this last weekend, but the weekend before, there was a thirst trap, which actually got shown to me at a dinner.
It was an Instagram story. It's not the same as a post.
I was sitting at my dinner halfway through a dumpling.
This is not about me.
And a photo of you got shoved in my face and I had to go,
This is not about me. This is about whether or not we are changing our captions on our social media to represent the status of our relationship. I do. At first I was like, it's a bit cringe. It is a little bit like.
But are you keen on this guy now?
No, I mean, personally, no, but I'm sure there are other people who are. Mm. And that's just the green light. They've been waiting at the traffic lights. It's been red.
Mm.
All of a sudden, it's gone green. But instead of having like a little, you know, buffer period in the middle of questioning whether they're single or not,
he's out.
Here it is.
Here he is. Here I am, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if there's like a medium way we can do this.
This is how I would, like, I'm married, right? But let's just say one day I became single in, you know, whatever.
How would you do it?
I wouldn't be publicly saying anything.
Would you be scrubbing the photos of your relationship?
No way, because that's the memories that I have are fucking amazing. Like I would
never.
Yeah,
but you think that now?
No, but I'll always think that. I even think of like probably shouldn't say this out loud, but even exes that I've had where I've had great memories with them, I think it's part of my life.
Mm.
I don't really think, oh fuck, I've got to delete them. Do you know what I mean?
To me, it depends on the relationship breakup.
Sure, if it's a bit toxic and weird, then why not? But like, I don't really ever have those breakups. Yeah. Usually, they're pretty just. Honest and straight to the point, you know.
Hey, must be nice.
Why do you have the...
Must be nice to have nice, honest breakups.
Well, I think so. I think majority of them have been, from my point of view. I don't know how they are on the other side.
But must be nice to live in ignorant bliss.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's actually what I think. Mm. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, right? Just ignore everything and fucking it'll be fine. But how would I do it? I'd probably just get on the apps.
Yeah.
I don't think I would date, especially... Like, we're talking hypotheticals here with my wife, which is weird. But if I was single, I don't think I'd be dating for a long time after a breakup. I'd probably go on a holiday and spend time with myself and just, you know, really kind of go back to... I'd probably cry.
Oh, dull.
Because you know what I mean? Like,
but if you were to not post photos of your wife on your social media, what would you post? That's about it.
Well,
at this point, it's videos for the podcast and pictures of your hot
wife.
Actually,
that has been raised in my house, in my family, that you know, you seem to be dominating my Instagram at the moment and I need to work out how to pin her at the top because I'm getting fired out left, right and centre of the fact that you're dominating my fucking Instagram
just
feed.
Make sure the captions are clear, okay? No hashtag single on there. As I was walking the dog up, you know, Dover Heights, Sydney.
Oh, very fancy. Gee whiz.
It is. A Vaucluse kind of area. But if you're not from the eastern suburbs of Sydney, they're like the bougie fucking suburbs.
And the people are painful, let's be honest. I find the people around that area very, like, up themselves.
Well, I don't really know many people.
Well, I just feel like when you're walking around the streets, like, they've always got a puffer jacket on. You know.
To be fair, I had a puffer jacket on too. There was one thing that happened as I was walking the dog and I was looking at the houses and I was like, these homes are just stunning.
Mate,
like,
what are they, and you always think, what do these people do?
I do like to think about what their lives would be.
Like they'd have to be drug dealers, doctors, lawyers, like what, brain surgeons?
No, I think they're like finance business people mostly in Sydney. But something in my head, you know, I go like one day. That'll be one of these will be yours, doll. One of these. You got to think big.
And what do you think is going to get you there? This podcast? I don't think so, mate. I'll be honest with you.
Rude. One thing that I did see on my walk on these homes that I thought, fuck, I don't know if I'm about that. That does actually scream arrogance. Screams rich people tings for me. Mm. Was, you know, when you've got like the address of your house on the front and you'll have like number 14.
Mm.
Some have number 14 and then the street name as well. So it makes it really easy for delivery people, right?
Mm.
If they have it all in letters.
Oh, yes.
So 14 would be like F-O-U-R-T-E-E-N.
Yeah.
Whatever the street name is.
Right.
And it's all in, like this one was in metal, spelt out.
Yeah.
I was like, arrogant. If your house has the numbers in letters, you're a wanker.
Look, I grew up in a middle class family.
Mm.
Just numbers, mate. We were just numbers. Number. And actually, one of the numbers fell off. So it was actually... you know, it was 14, but it was just one.
That makes it really hard. It's actually quite a fun prank.
But look, I've got to be...
Maybe you should go over and just like, take out one of the numbers.
I've got to be honest with you. That sounds fancy.
Mm.
And... I think I want to make that a goal in my life, that at one point in my life I have a house with the letters spelling out the house.
Well, the other thing that I realized on this same walk was that you're pretty fancy if your house has a name.
Oh, yeah, like Delora.
Totally, like they're usually Italian or some type of Latin-based language. Mm. And as I was walking, which, by the way, I forgot to take my AirPods, and for the first time in as long as I can remember – I had to listen to the sound of my own thoughts, and I was like,
oh, that'd be horrible. Especially your thoughts. Oh, God, that would be so bad.
It was so horrible. Like, genuinely, I considered, by the time I realized that I'd forgotten them, it was about 300 meters. Can't do walks without the AirPods. But it started, because I was alone with my thoughts, thinking about rich people's houses.
You're thinking about putting your name out the front of the house, Vakisha, right? And then when you pick up a guy on Hinge, you can say, come around to the Keisha, and I'll.
No, maybe there'll be a boat one day.
Maybe
that's another rich people thing.
You could say, let's spend a night on the Keisha.
I already do say that.
No!
I do not say that. It did have me thinking, alone in my thoughts, I started thinking about rich people things.
Yeah. Boat shoes. I just feel like rich people wear boat shoes.
Double-barreled surnames. Or what's it called when they have like the third? You know, like it would be Simon Baggs the third. What's that called?
What idiot is doing that?
Rich people have that.
Fuck off. Yeah. Simon Baggs the third.
I know a Benjamin the 14th. Not kidding. Actually, not kidding. You know, when I was a kid, something that used to be a dead giveaway of whether the house you were at was rich? Proper brands of ice cream in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, like Mazina. Mazina ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If they didn't have the home brand or the gold label.
Yeah, Neapolitan.
I was like, mate, what are you doing for a day job? Voss water, San Pellegrino in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you've got those, you're doing well
in life.
What
about an ice maker in the door?
Oh,
on the fridge.
Yes.
But also these days, the internet on the fridge. The fridge tells them when the milk is running out.
Stop it.
Or where your fridge is hidden behind a cupboard.
Yes.
Integrated.
It's integrated. Same
fucking
with the dishwasher.
Rich.
Same with
the dishwasher. Integrated.
Where's your dishwasher? I can't see it.
What?
There's nothing silver reflecting at me. It did actually make me think about, there was this one time that I was dating someone who was financially very well off, and it became very clear in this exact moment how different our lives were, right? Mm. In his closet, which was a walk-in, of course, I saw this thing and I was like, what is that? And it was spinning around.
Tie rack.
No, it wasn't a tie
rack. What was it?
It was a fucking watch spinner.
Oh.
And I looked at him and I was like, what do you mean? Is it to be like... Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed telling this story. If this ever gets back to him, I'll die.
What did you think?
I thought it was like a display to be like, here are your watches and they look so nice. And as it comes around, it looks again and look how nice they look. Because he had quite a lot of nice watches. I mean, this guy was
I'm picturing like a sushi train of watches just going past.
Kind of, but picture it more like instead of going around like on a flat surface, picture it on an angle.
Oh.
Anyway, as
like,
it turns out.
Like a Ferris wheel.
Yes, like a Ferris wheel.
Of watches.
Yes. As it turns out.
What's the point?
Watches that are like fancy schmancy.
Yeah, the Rolex or the.
Yeah. He had a couple of those. Mm. The batteries charge by spinning them.
Oh.
I didn't know this either. And it was in that pinpoint moment that I was like, oh, we have come from very different worlds.
Yeah.
He had a watch spinner. And so here I am thinking it was like, oh, your watch looks so nice. And oh, it goes again.
Well, I like that one. No. I can just picture you standing there in the closet just looking at them and trying to like admire each one of them. Oh, I like that. Ooh.
I was like, I am so confused by this scenario. Ferris wheel of watches is exactly
it. So tell me, did you steal one?
No. No. Do you know what, though? I probably fucking should have.
Yeah.
I probably think.
Mate, we'd be doing the podcast in a nicer apartment than this, that's for sure.
It would have been like a metaphor of you wasted my time, so I'm going to steal yours.
Oh, mate.
One, two, three.
Saw this letter on Reddit from a girl, and I thought I'd bring it to you because you would be, qualified to answer this, I guess. And I've shortened
given that I've got two X chromosomes.
Yeah.
It's a nice qualification.
And you're dating and you may have been in this situation, right? But I've shortened this letter down because it goes on for a while, but I've picked out the points that I think you need to hit. I met a guy a few weeks ago on Hinge, which is an app you use. Hinge.
No, I've taken it off. It gets a bit mentally taxing. It's a lot of admin.
Okay,
continue.
I've used it before. It's better than Tinder.
Allegedly. I've used it before.
All right. I met a guy a few weeks ago on Hinge, and after a few dates, all seems to be going well. Good guy, good values, from what I can tell. A steady job and close with his family. He has two sisters who I've met, which is, I think that's
pretty
soon and weird, but I'm, you know, whatever. And I like the way he speaks about them and treats them.
Mm-hmm. Big green flag.
Obviously, because you want to see how they treat their family and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, the family treat him back and you get
Yeah, right. You kind of like, you can weed out a little bit of toxic masculinity if they treat the women in their life badly. So
basically, more detailed, boring stuff. Here's where it gets good. Here's my issue. We hooked up last week for the first time, and let's just say it's been a cold winter. I feel horrible, but in my mind, I'm like, good guy, but sex is important, and I can't imagine a long-term relationship and being satisfied in the long run. Do I cut it off or see how things go? What should I do?
I've been in this situation before myself.
Well, seeing the smile on your face as I was telling you that, I was like, okay, this is Keisha Pettit.
So, couple of things. The first time you have sex with someone, most likely is not going to be the best. You're still figuring each other out, especially if there are other factors involved, like depending
alcohol.
On how long you've known. Yes, that can be one of them. Like depending on how long you've known each other, like the pressure can build up a little if you've known each other for a while and whatever. Mm. I've personally found that the first time, not always indicative of what it could become.
Mm.
However,
it very rarely goes great and then worse. It usually goes
totally
like wherever it's at and then better.
So it's so good.
What?
It's so good when the first time is like fucking 8 out of 10.
Because you're like, where could this go?
Oh boy, yeah. Buckle up. Like, yeah. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
However, if it's like a 4, to me, at the stage of life I'm at now,
you're like, I need to be a 7.
I'm sorry.
So what's the number that you need?
A 7.
A 7.
I need it to be a 7.
So
I don't
Monica
want
from Friends, a 7, 7, 7.
The reason is because in a similar way to how I feel about dating in general, I'm like, I'm not here to fucking coach you. I need you to come to the table with a certain amount of like understanding because I'm not here to go through the awkward like this is how you make a woman enjoy sex.
I think the issue in the letter though when she's referring to winter is the size of the package.
No, cold winter means that it's like it's not good. It's not hot. It's not steamy.
Not hot. Okay, great. Because I was thinking maybe she's not a fan of the.
Oh, I get what you mean, like shrinking.
Shrinkage.
Nah, I feel as though she kind of means it's a bit more like stumbly, awkward, like cold. I don't know. Maybe, or she could also mean that it's been like, it hasn't happened since.
Yeah.
I need it to come in at a 7.
At a 7.
And if it doesn't, probably not going to invest too much more time in that. That being said, it can start off not great and become something
totally
insanely good. It depends on whether you want to put like the coaching time in there.
Mm.
And like, I would assume this is vice versa. Have you experienced this?
Look, I take every moment as a...
every hole is a goal?
Yeah. No, not every hole is a goal. I mean, I'm grateful for every opportunity that I ever get.
Sure. As,
like going
in
back,
life.
Guys are not like, guys aren't really kind of... It's pretty nice if someone likes you. Do you know what I mean?
Like it's always just, come in at a 7?
You're kind of like, oh, fuck, this person is interested. This is like, I feel good.
Is there much of a difference for men in terms of like, oh, that was a 6, that one was a 10? Like, does that impact your brain that much? No?
No.
It's just like had sex.
If you're asking me to go back through my mind now and no, like, it's just.
Yeah?
Well, because every scenario is different, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, every scenario is different.
So you just kind of go, okay, that was that, and this is this, and this, you know.
Okay.
Stop cornering me into corners here, mate.
I'm not putting you in a corner. I'm asking for like a male perspective on something.
Yeah, I just think it's all good.
Okay. You want to know something really interesting that totally changed my perspective on this? A previous co-host told me this. He said, I want to tell you something, Keish. Every girl thinks that she is so good at going down on you. And I was like, why? And he said, you want to know why? Because every guy will tell every girl that she's so good at going down on you. And you want to know why? Because even if it's a six,
they want you to
give them positive reinforcement and you're like, you are so good at that. Mm. Like, you're just amazing. You're the best. That was the best I've ever had.
Mm.
They're more likely to do it again. Mm. And I sat there in that moment and I was like, my whole fucking life has been a lie. Every girl's been told, and he's the clarification. I went, after this conversation, I was mind blown, and I went and had coffee with my girlfriends and I was like, hey, quick read of the room. Have all of you guys been told?
Really?
That you're really good at this.
So they're encouraging you to do it more.
I mean, it works. I get it. I get the psychology behind it. And I was so mad at myself for not having figured this out until someone literally told me.
So do they tell you?
Just quick read of the room. Have you been told? Yes. Have you? You? How many times? And they were like, I'm just really good at it. And I was like, it's all a lie. None of us are really good at it. We're just constantly being told that we are.
Okay, here's the thing. When you're getting together, have you girls thought of doing the same thing back? Mate, you are really good at going down on me.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Give that feedback out there, mate.
Give that feedback. That being said, if it's not good, I don't know if I want it. You know?
Oh, it's so confusing sometimes. Seriously, what do you want?
I mean, if it's like if you're encouraging someone who's not good at it, then I think that that not only will that affect them for the rest of their future because they'll keep doing the thing that they're bad at to other girls.
Look, to be honest with you, though, when it comes to that, the thing.
We said we were going to go light on the sex talk on this podcast.
I know.
It's really taking a turn.
You say what we're talking about and then I'll move on.
What do you mean?
We're talking about?
Oral sex.
Right. I just don't want to have to say that out loud.
Okay.
No, I do actually believe, though, that there's obviously people that are good and there's people that are bad. That's a fact. That's 100% a fact.
It's like not like someone that you're hooking up with, you're going to stand there and go, hey, by the way, you're really bad at that. Can you never do that again?
Well, who's also in the moment saying, I guess maybe they probably are saying.
Have you never been told that in the moment?
I've never been told that in the moment. No, I just realised that. I was like, no one's ever actually said to me, you're really good at this.
Thoughts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ladybugs. You know, the beautiful little round little bug that sometimes will fly onto your thumb and it'll sit there.
Must be good luck, isn't it?
Whatever. That's what people say.
Mm. They come in different colours.
I haven't had much luck in my life, and I've had a few of these things fly into my thumb.
You have had luck in your life.
I've had great luck. Actually, I have. I've got a beautiful wife. We always
Full stop.
They fly onto you, and what's the first thought that comes into your mind when they fly onto you? Onto like your hand or, you know, your arm or something like that. What's the first thing you think?
Well, I've always been told that if a ladybug lands on you, it's good luck.
And then what do you think?
Not much else.
Not much else. I bet you think, I'm not going to kill that.
True.
Right?
I don't kill ladybugs,
so,
no.
So we've all decided as a human race that this bug, right, which is nice. It's got the little red with the dots and all that kind of gear.
Or orange or yellow.
Yeah. We're not going to kill you. But a cockroach, we're like, we're fucking going to kill you and we're going to stamp on you and we're going to fuck your life. Now.
It is a bit racist, isn't it?
Right?
Is it genus?
Now, here's
you know, we're judging on the type of, what is it?
Whatever.
Speciesist?
But have a think about this, because there are bugs that you will fucking kill straight away. And then there are other bugs, like a lizard.
Oh, I hate lizards.
You're not going to kill it though, are you?
Oh, I'd rather it not in my house.
You just shoo it away.
Oh, I hate lizards.
A spider? Fucking kill that thing!
No, I like spiders.
Okay, well, you're...
Obviously. Unless they're dangerous, like unless they're poisonous.
Yeah, well, you know, the huntsman isn't dangerous.
No, they're great. I leave those. They eat the flies.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about
huntsmen. And you know what else they eat? This is a rumour I've heard. When you're sleeping, you know the stuff that you get in the corner of your eye?
I don't think that's real.
I think they do.
I don't think it's real. There is no chance...
you might wake up in the middle of the night.
There's no chance that I am not waking up to a huntsman tickling my face.
Mm, you never know. Anyway,
I do get
interesting
your point,
though. Like ladybugs, you get to live.
Yeah,
it's Hunger Games, mate.
Why is it that we've decided
who decided? Right,
who got to make that call?
Yeah,
you know what insects the worst, and I don't know why we haven't made some virus to kill them all. Mosquitoes,
we're killing that shit. We're killing it. We are going, and if you come from Queensland, you know exactly what we're talking about here. You're going to go and get one of those weird blue lights in a little cage.
The zappers.
And you're going to put it outside, and you're going to have a barbecue with your family with the loudest fucking noise going as possible. It's not even nice.
And you can smell them if there's heaps.
And they're all dropping on the ground.
Oh, it's cooked.
It's
gross.
That's how we're treating that insect.
Yeah, but that's a shit one because they transmit disease. They give you itchy bites. I don't know. Personally, I get how the whole like animal kingdom works and you've got to have your bottom feeders and stuff.
Mm.
Other than being food for what, frogs?
Mm.
I don't know what purpose they serve.
Sure.
And they cause a lot of harm.
But we don't actually know. That's the thing. We don't actually know.
I don't know what made it, like, other than, I mean, the mosquito one is obvious because they're shit to humans.
Yeah.
But, like, what made us decide, because if there are other little bugs that are kind of nondescript.
Are you scared of the stink bug?
Because
I am. If there's a stink bug in my car.
Do you mean, like, colourful ones? They look like the Christmas decorations?
It's like a little, I'm trying to describe it. It's got, like, maybe six legs.
I think most insects actually think that's one of them.
It's got,
I'm pretty sure.
Six legs, and it's kind of like a little oval shape, right?
As most are, yeah.
And it's a stink bug, basically. And so if I see one of those in my car, I feel threatened and I won't kill it because.
Really?
Well, I know what's going to happen if I kill it. It's going to stink my car out.
Right.
And it's got power over me.
Okay.
So I'll look at it and go, So I'll wind the window down and I'll try and shuffle it off. Don't stink. Christmas beetles.
Not killing a Christmas beetle.
Fucking who is killing Christmas beetles? Well, one's doing that.
No, it's colourful.
Exactly.
Maybe we're onto something. We're not killing the colourful ones. This is interesting. A conversation I've had with an American before. They said Australians are really, really humble.
Mm.
Very humble people. Mm. And I said, I actually think I might know why. Because if you compare it to other places in the world, we know that in Australia, we're not at the top of the food chain.
No.
There is an array of things. We've got 8 out of the 9 deadly snakes, like native to Australia. We know that like these tiny little things, little white, what is it, white back spiders? Red back spiders?
Red back spiders.
White tip spiders too.
White tip.
They will kill us.
Yeah.
So like we know that we're not at the top.
Yeah.
It does make me think that for most insects, should I not know what it is? If I'm questioning whether it could hurt me, hurt the dog, etc., I'm probably going to kill it. But you are right. You're onto something.
I feel something like I am. The this is ones. These are the types of thoughts that pop into my mind at random times. And I think,
We need a change.org.
For cockroaches.
Justice. Justice for the jitters.
Weird thing happened to me the other day with my wife, Yulia. The first concert that I ever went to in my life was Billy Joel. Do you know who Billy Joel is?
I do know who Billy Joel is, right, but you are really showing your age.
Well, it's not. He was old when I was young.
Okay. Like,
but it was just the music that was getting played in my family's home. There was
on the wireless?
On the wireless and on the record player, actually, when I was a kid, right?
Okay, I was about to make that as a joke. No, that was actually what it was playing for.
Mum and Dad had records at home, and Billy Joel was one of the ones that they always spin. My Life is one of the songs that, like, I just loved, right? And there's also Dire Straits, which I don't know if you know Dire Straits, but that was also that was the music that was playing in my house in the mid-80s, right? And so loved Billy Joel. I was in grade 5, and my parents were like, we want to take you to a concert. What's the first concert that you want to go to? And I was like, fucking Billy Joel is playing at the Brisbane Entertainment Center. I want to go, right?
That's a bit of a weird flex.
And all the kids were like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy, right?
Like, most of them are going to S Club 7.
Whatever.
And yours is Billy Joel.
Going to Billy Joel. You know, middle of the range kind of seats. Like, we were sitting down. It was pretty nice. Holy Must shit. Be nice. Yeah.
Must be nice to live that way.
Oh, mate, it was good.
Middle of the stadium.
Yeah. Right. Now, here's
I'm kind of weirdly impressed being like, that's a pretty cool first concert.
Well, it is.
Like, in retrospect,
but
you know.
Weird as well.
It is a bit
odd. I would have been a bit of a weird kid at that point.
That is
right?
No surprise to me.
Yeah. Anyway, my wife the other day just randomly starts playing My Life on her phone. Right. Mm. And I'm thinking maybe it's just Spotify that has rolled this out and it starts playing. And then, you know, we're kind of doing our things around the house. And then she repeats it and plays it again. And I'm walking around the house singing it again. Da, da, da. It then played again. And I thought, hey, are you doing that on purpose? She goes, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, what a nice little connection.
What a weird thing. Because just... there's, 7 billion people on planet Earth or something like that, right? I grew up on the Gold Coast in Australia. She grew up in Vladimir, Russia, which is 2 hours out of Moscow. And we both randomly didn't know this fact about each other, but this is like 2 weeks ago, worked out that we both had one of our like favourite songs.
Yeah.
What a
That's
weird...
actually quite special.
It actually made us both look at each other like, oof.
Like you should have had a Billy Joel song at your wedding. Too late to go back now.
Right.
But
also,
would be nice.
Are we the perfect couple?
Oh, all right, mate.
No, as in for each other. Like, for, do you know what I mean? Like, we were like, wow, like we've actually got this weird, like you couldn't predict that. How can that happen?
I mean, how can it happen is because, like you just said, he was an international artist. But it is nice and it is very special. She didn't say it was her first concert. Had it have been her first concert, had you been at the same one?
It was one of her favourite songs when she was growing up.
That's a nice story. Isn't it? Feel as though you've been listening to too much Olivia Rodrigo.
Who the fuck is that?
Her song. It's not Driver's License. You know that she's like one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now. She's like 18 or something.
Yeah.
And she's got that lyric in a song, like, I bet you'd both listen to Billy Joel. You'd probably tell her that you love her in the chorus. I can't remember the name of it.
Holy hell. We need to hear this
right
song.
Now. It's a massive song. I'm really surprised. I reckon if I play it for you, you'll know.
Do you want me to sing some Billy Joel for you? Do you know any Billy Joel? In the middle of the night, I go walking in the
middle. Singing on this podcast. You know, I told you that we're not doing TikTok dances, but also not singing.
Oh, mate. I just want to show you. Can I just show you a TikTok video that I think you and I should do? Just, I know that, okay.
No.
Look at what they do with the flashlights.
The answer's no.
I'm the big one in the back. You're the front. You're the one in the front.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. That's this week's episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. Hey, you could do us a massive favor that we'd be super, super grateful for wherever you're listening to this podcast, because we are still new. We're still kind of finding our way in the podcasting world. If you could give us a review or share it with a friend. If you've got a friend that you think would enjoy the pod, flick them a text. Tell them what you think they'll like.
You know, there are some regular listeners now that are listening each week. I'd love to know where you're listening and how you're listening.
I got my first bit of troll mail. Kind of semi-troll.
What do you mean troll mail?
Not like hectic troll, but it was a bit of a dig.
What did it say?
It said that I was really arrogant because of the way that I spoke about picking a hot doctor to do my pap smear.
How did you feel? How did you feel to get that feedback?
It's kind of like, who the fuck do you think you are? And no, I was like, a girl who wants a hot doctor down
here's
there.
The thing. This is what happens, right? You put yourself out there and you now have to be brave enough to hear all of this feedback.
Yeah, that's okay. It didn't make me feel upset. I was kind of like, babe, if you don't like your bits being looked at by attractive people, that's on you. That's on you to unpack.
That's anyway. All right. Look, I accept you for saying that to Keisha. That's totally fine.
Yeah, that's fine. If you do enjoy the podcast, check us a review on Apple Podcasts or a star rating on Spotify, and we will catch you back here next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.